Proclamation number 0937 of 30th of May, 1939. Truth. Willpower. Bridge through love. Blessed are those who seek strength and salvation in my name and resist all evil influence. All spirit is alive through the will to serve me, and thus it recognizes the profound value of truth and its eternal existence. For what is sent to you as my word can never ever pass away. For my word is truly eternal life. Amen. By virtue of the human being's own willpower, it is possible for him to live in utmost truth. Yet he must also desire it from the bottom of his heart and in all abundance, and then let this desire become active through his will. He must do everything himself which smooths the path to truth for him. He must establish the connection with God, as the eternal truth himself. And he must prove himself worthy to receive the truth from God's hand. He must also do everything which can lead to the expansion of his knowledge by placing himself at the disposal of the Supreme Being of God to receive his will, his word, and thus the eternal truth in order to make it accessible to humanity again. For the Lord of heaven and earth always and at all times wants to give strength, comfort and help to his creations, and this through his word. He constantly remembers humanity with love and expresses this love through the giving of his word. And for this he needs earthly children who devote themselves to him of their own free will, who are, as it were, the mediators between him and humanity, who offer themselves to him and completely submit to his will. A bridge is built, as it were, and the Lord descends to people in infinite love, lovingly inclines himself towards them, gives pure truth and thus turns people's hearts towards him. With gentle love he draws to himself those who longingly stretch out their hands to him. He soothes their pain, comforts them in suffering. He lets them look into his kingdom by instructing them and informing them of his working and activity, both on earth as well as in the beyond, and thus increases love for him. Anyone who desires the truth also hears the gentle call of the eternal deity. He follows it and allows himself to be grasped by the loving Father's hand. The soul may hesitate at times, but the spirit within recognizes the truth, and thousands of little angels keep watch that the soul of a truth-loving child does not stray. For the will is strength in itself, and where the will turns towards divinity, the still weak soul will find support and thus be able to offer resistance if it is threatened by human or earthly danger. Only a quiet plea to be guided the right way protects it from all error, and thus those who desire such and offer themselves to God the Lord for the service of suffering humanity, which walks in spiritual darkness, will be instructed in truth without interruption. The soul certainly senses the right path, but in its inexperience it often hesitates to make use of the messages it receives and therefore remains doubtful and uncertain until help comes in the form of heartfelt prayer which the human being sends to the Father for clarity and recognition of truth. Then it will become light and bright in him, and he will be able to clearly distinguish the teachings of heaven from the teachings of the world. Amen.